Well, good morning. Oh, you know, it's Jean's as well. Birthday. Are you doing happy birthday? Yeah. So we got a couple of birthdays. Unless there's any more. Anybody know of any others? No, it isn't. Don't tell fibs. So Jean has a birthday on Tuesday. Well, she thinks it's Tuesday, but she's not absolutely sure. And I have one yesterday. That's why I couldn't believe I didn't remember you. So, apparently...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jenny. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, so those who can are staying for breakfast. I had booked a table, but Shirley doesn't think we'll get 10 on. But I did say it's better if we can move away from this area for Bruce. And Robert is joining us. He was just shattered this morning, bless him. So he's coming to clear up. but then, yeah, it would be better if I did say it's better if we can get out of the way. Anyway, there we go. So good morning and welcome. Lovely to see Deborah and Graham. And unfortunately, Sarah's still not with us, still unwell. So I'm sure, Bruce, you'll be praying for Sarah and your parents later, won't you? Yeah, lovely. Okay, so let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us here this morning. Thank you that we can come to this place and worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh Lord, we just feel so blessed. And we do thank you for birthdays. We do celebrate life, Lord, that you have given us. So thank you as we bring our worship to you this morning. And most of all, we celebrate you. Amen. So, Bruce's message today is about walking with the Lord, obviously. this doesn't have a specific connection, but it's a worship song and I love it. So I chose it to worship this morning. But it does say, come people of the risen King who delight to bring him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. So let's praise the Lord together. That's not it.
Shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him. When steady arms of mercy reach to the gathered children in, rejoice, rejoice, let it rejoice.
going to go straight into this is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you.
To pray for all those people who have accepted places of authority. Lord, they need to listen to you. They need to accept your guidance. It's your world, Lord. You have created it for a purpose, and we need to see leaders obeying you and fulfilling your hopes and desires. We pray for all the people who have taken on positions that they can help people. Yes, Lord, there are so many people. There are all these professional people. There are the police service, the ambulance service. There are the nurses and doctors. Oh, Lord, carers. And Lord, so we could go on. There are the forces, Army, Navy, Air Force. So many people available to help us and to keep us safe. And we thank you for them. And then, Lord, there are many volunteers. There are many, many people who, although not professionals, are out there working for the benefit of us all, and we thank you for them. Lord, we ask that you would help us, that we might seek you with all our heart, that we must seek to obey you, that we would seek to follow you. Lord, you are wonderful. But there must be times, Lord, when you are disappointed with the things that we do. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to be a better people. Help us to be loyal to you. We pray, Lord, that more and more people might join your family. That more and more people might accept Jesus as their Savior. And Lord, we want to pray for 3 special people. There is Margaret, John's wife. She's asked us today to pray for her and to remember her because she is struggling and finding it very, very difficult. So, Lord, we pray that you would be all that she needs. We pray that you would meet her needs, that you would be her healer, her comforter. She's loved you for years, Lord. So will you hear our prayers on her behalf? And then there's Sarah, Lord. Oh, she's been not well for a long time. And we want you, Lord, to be her healer. Lord, she loves you. She serves you. Lord, we want Sarah to know complete healing. So, Lord, be all that's needed there. And then, Lord, we pray for Stuart. Oh, we love Stuart, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would be all that Stuart needs at this time. We thank you for him. And although he can't get out and about, we thank you for his faithfulness. And we ask that you would be his companion, that you would be his strength, that you would keep him safe. O Lord, be all that Stuart needs, we pray. And be with each one of us and with our families, Lord. Keep us close to you. Keep us strong in our faith. Lord, we love you. And we want to know more of your love in our lives. We want to be faithful to you in every way. So, Lord, would you hear our prayers? Would you keep us close to yourself? And will you be our all in all? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over to Julie.
So we're going to sing Purify My Heart, and the chorus says, refine as fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
To be.
over to Eunice for the reading.
In your leaflet, it just has one verse, but it should be till 5, till 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
So, when we're walking with Jesus, it's so important to have his word. And this song says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And it also says, sorry, "Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end."
Thank you.
I just want to share with you first about the time coming up to Christmas. Today we're doing those words, and the word for today is walking. Next week is the last one of those words, and it's beauty. You have to wait and see what beauty has to say to us. So that's November the 24th. And then we come to Advent beginning December the 1st, and we're going to do the fruit of the Spirit, but we've already taken some recently, so putting love, joy and peace aside, it leaves us six of the fruit of the Spirit, and we're going to do those over 3 weeks. December the 1st, we're doing patience and kindness. December the 8th, we're doing goodness and faithfulness. December the 15th, we're doing gentleness and self-control. And then that's the fruit of the Spirit finished. Then on the 22nd, Sunday the 22nd, we are doing our carol service here with the readings. But on the 13th of December, in the pub itself, we are doing the special carol service that we have for the whole pub. So that's some warning of what we've got to face. There we are. Now then, what about walking? When I thought about walking, well, surely we must look at walking with God. And I want to give you, first of all, Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They would be like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So, walking with God. Really, walking with God all starts with God. It must do, mustn't it? Colossians 1, verse 16. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and by him. The that's a good reason why it would be good for us to walk with him. Now, I am losing breath, so I want someone else to come and read this.
Where are you up to?
Should carry on from there. Sorry.
No worries. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. As believers, we are his disciples, and we are created to be like him. God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his Son. The Son stands first in the line of humanity restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives. It's all too easy to assume that Jesus is with you, when in fact he is not, as Mary and Joseph did, or to have no assurance that he is with you, when in fact he is, as was Mary Magdalene's experience. So how can you be sure that Jesus is with you? If I'm giving a cheque for £5, can I be sure I really have that money? Yes, because of the promise implicit in the cheque. Provided I act as though it were true, by taking it to my bank manager, I will then have a further promise that is true when I read my bank statement. If I say that's a beautiful cheque and leave it on my table, keep it in my wallet, use it only to illustrate a sermon, or even put it on the wall like a text, it will never become £5 to me, however much I believe in it. The promise on the cheque is one which has to be proved by experience. Almost every transaction, and certainly every relationship, depends first and foremost upon trusting a promise and acting it upon it. Can I be sure that I'm married? Yes, first of all, because I've promised my life to another person, and she's promised his, her life to me. Can I be sure that Jesus is with me? Yes, first of all, because of his promise, and when I not only believe that promise, but act upon it, assuming it is true, and ask him to come into my life. We can be sure that Jesus is with us if we've invited him into our lives, because he promises to accept such an invitation and to stay with those who believe in him, love him, and obey him. Also, if Jesus is with me, there should be a new kind of joy and a new attitude to worldly ambitions and pleasures. I no longer have the same love for them because of a new love for my Heavenly Father and for Jesus Christ. There should be too a new peace in my heart and conscience, a new reality in prayer, a new understanding of the Bible, a new power over temptation. These things won't flower fully overnight, and there may be times when temporarily this new joy, peace, and love seem to be lost. But just as natural fruit grows and develops slowly but sure, so spiritual fruit in a person's life blossoms slowly but surely, if Jesus is really present. There will be results from acting on Jesus' promises. His promises will be proved in our experience. John Newton said, "I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I would like to be. I'm not what I hope to be. But I'm not what I was, and by the grace of God, I am what I am." Every Christian ought to be able to echo these words. Are you sure, quite sure, that Jesus is with you? When I ask people that question, looking them straight in the eye, quite often the answer is, "Well, I think so. I hope so." But Jesus promises to come into our lives and never, never leave us or forsake us. So if we say, "I think he's with me," or "I hope he's with me," we're insulting his faithfulness and his word. That is terrible. But if we have really accepted Jesus, then we can be wonderfully sure that Jesus is with us. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it a song next? So, just before we take communion, we're going to sing, "I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days I live of this life on earth, to give to him complete control of body and of soul."
Yeah.
So we come to show our true love for the Lord as we celebrate communion, as we remember he gave his body and his blood for us. Let us pray. Lord, as we take this bread and wine this morning, may we be truly thankful for the wonderful sacrifice that you have made on our behalf. For this was wonderful. And we want to celebrate it in sincerity and love. So we remember that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and said, "Take this. And remember that I gave my life for each one of you." Jean, would you like to take it around? Thank you, dear. Jesus also took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it," he said, "do this in memory of me." We retain the cup until we're all served, so that we might all drink together. Brian, will you come and serve everyone? Thank you. who serves. Jesus took the cup, and we are going to drink now in remembrance of the great and the wonderful sacrifice that he made. He who was without sin died for us so that we might be free. Isn't it wonderful? Let us drink and be thankful. Deborah, would you? Thank you, dear.
Thank you. So we talk about divine appointments. When I chose Shine Jesus Shine, I thought of Deborah, not knowing she was going to be with us this morning. So I'm so glad that you are and you're able to sing it with us. And we've talked about walking with Jesus. And the last verse says, as we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on us.
Shine, fill this land with
river flow, flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Amen. And we'll be singing that on the streets of Torquay on Wednesday. It's in our playlist for our gospel songs on the streets. And we're trying to do Wednesday afternoons and stick with that, but sometimes we have to move it. But this week, 1:30, we'll be down there. If you think to pray for us, that would be lovely.
All come.
And actually, Alicia's just disappeared, but can we sing Happy Birthday? She'll probably hear it. She's gone in that bit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alicia. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! She was there while we were singing Shine, Jesus, Shine, then she disappeared. Oh, well, we can tell. Tell her to watch the surface. Oh, bless. So, grace, right? Robert, you're joining us for the grace? I can reach you, Bruce, if you want to sit. You all right? You stay there, can't you?
It's all right.
No? You're coming through? All right. Swap.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.